Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'm going to begin today's sermon with a confession, and that is the title is not mine. It was suggested by Sam Wells at St. Martin's in the Field in London during a sermon prep workshop, and I thought it was so apposite for today's scripture lesson that I would use that as a sermon title. There's not going to be a movie review. We're not going to discuss Helen Prejean and the work she's done with people on death row. But I just want you to think about that phrase, dead man walking, and what it means. Because Jesus was definitely the dead man walking in today's scripture lesson. We Protestants have had some difficulty with Palm Sunday and Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. And often we like to skip over the Passion because we don't want to focus too much on all the pain and suffering that takes place. And in some churches, there'll be just a jump from Palm Sunday right to Easter. And it'll be like a two-week celebration with a lot of music filled with pomp and circumstance and processions and all sorts of things that we can feel excited about because we focus on the glory of God. But if we do that, we are missing out on the core of Palm Sunday and what it was all about. It wasn't just about a procession, and we can read details in the Gospels about what might have happened that day, but it was what about it signified. And Jesus was returning to the city of Jerusalem as a king. We don't know how the authorities reacted to the news that someone was showing up with people cheering him on, but we could imagine that they were not happy. And that's not surprising because Jesus was coming to usher in the kingdom of God and to announce that things were going to be done differently. Now, the reaction of the crowds is really interesting. And if we were reading the Passion lesson today, or we were focusing on the liturgy of the Passion, and we focus on the liturgy of the Palms, we would have... Well, it was done really well in a church I went to many years ago, Trinity Church in Boston. And different parts of the reading were assigned to different members of the congregation and the clergy staff. And the congregation all had a role to play too. And that was to cry out, "Crucify him," when Jesus was being tried. And the truth is, we don't want to think that we would be the people who would call out for Jesus' crucifixion. But we think about the people here in this story and how they lined up on the side of the road and they cheered on Jesus and they had been following him. And then they all fell away. They all disappeared, melted into the night. And we like to think that we're better than that, that we would stick by Jesus through thick and thin. But Palm Sunday is an opportunity for us to reflect on that and whether we really would stand by Jesus' side. This isn't meant to make anybody feel bad. This isn't meant to be Lent amplified. But it's an opportunity for us to think about the one who came and the one who sacrificed everything for you and for me and for all humanity. Jesus was a dead man walking. And he did his work. With a full commitment to God. That doesn't mean that he didn't ask questions about what was going on. And we remember last week we encountered Jesus saying that would it be unreasonable for him to ask God to take this cup from him, to relieve him of this burden. But Jesus still went through with the work that God had assigned, and he still did what God needed him to do. And that's an incredible sacrifice, and that is what we should bear in mind over the course of the next week. As I've said before, and others said before me, no cross, no crown. The resurrection depends on the events of the Passiontide. And it would be nice to think that God's goals could have been achieved in a different way. But for whatever reason, God believed that Jesus needed to go to the cross. And he needed to witness to God's glory, and God's glory needed to be shown. Well, my hope is that over the course of the next week that you'll read the Passion stories and reflect on them, and that you'll join us on Thursday and Friday, and then, of course, that you'll join us next Sunday. These stories are really rather remarkable, and they tell us a lot about God and how God operates in the world. God doesn't need a big flashy parade. And as I said in the today's Lenten reflection, is that we all like parades, and we like to see marching bands and elephants and other participants in a parade. But I suspect most of us don't think about the folks who have to clean up after the parade, because animals will do what they do, and people will litter, and a lot of junk will be left behind. On this Palm Sunday parade, Jesus was essentially left to clean up after the parade himself. So I invite everyone here to think about that and to think about what Jesus does for each of us and for all of us, and to offer God a prayer of thanksgiving and praise. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the gift of Jesus, who gave his all for us. In his name we pray. Amen.